Lana started to make sounds, like the imprecations of a priestess, over the bills that the boy had given her. Whispered numerals and words floated upward from her coral lips, and closing her eyes, she copied some figures onto a pad of paper. Her fine body, itself a profitable investment through the years, bent reverently over the formica top altar. Smoke, like incense, rose from the cigarette in the ashtray at her elbow, curling upward with her prayers, up above the host which she was elevating in order to study the date of its minting, the single silver dollar that lay among the offerings. Her bracelet tinkled, calling communicants to the altar, but the only one in the temple had been excommunicated from the faith because of his parentage and continued mopping. An offering fell to the floor, the host, and Lana knelt to venerate and retrieve it.
"Hey, watch out!" Jones called,
violating the sanctity of the rite.
"You dropping your profit from the orphans, Butterfinger."
"Did you see where it went to, Jones?" she asked. "See if you can find it."
Jones rested his mop against the bar and scouted for the coin, squinting through his sunglasses and smoke.
"Ain't this the shit?"
he mumbled to himself while the two searched the floor.
"Ooh-wee!
I found it,"
Lana said emotionally.
"I got it."
"Whoa! I'm sure glad you did. Hey, you better not be dropping silver dollars on the floor like that. Not a joy be going bankrupt. You'll be having trouble meeting that big payroll."
"And why don't you try keeping your mouth shut, boy?"
"Say, who you calling boy?"
Jones took the handle of the broom and pushed vigorously toward the altar.
"You ain't Scarlet O'Hara."
Ignatius eased himself into the taxi and gave the driver the Constantinople Street address. From the pocket of his overcoat, he took a sheet of Levy Pants stationery, and borrowing the driver's clipboard for a desk, he began to write as the taxi joined the dense traffic on St. Claude Avenue.
"I am really quite fatigued as my first working day draws to a close. I do not wish to suggest, however, that I am disheartened or depressed or defeated. For the first time in my life, I have met the system face to face, fully determined to function within its context as an observer and critic in disguise, so to speak. Were there more firms like Levy Pants, I do believe that America's working forces would be better adjusted to their tasks. The obviously reliable worker is completely unmolested. Mr. Gonzalez, my boss, is rather a cretin, but is nonetheless quite pleasant. He seems eternally apprehensive, certainly too apprehensive to criticize any worker's performance of duty. Actually, he will accept anything, almost, and is therefore appealingly democratic in his retarded way. As an example of this, Miss Trixie, our Earth Mother of the World of Commerce, inadvertently set flame to some important orders in the process of lighting a heater.